Classic Hits, WTYE. Good morning. Time for another edition of Civic Interest. And we've got a studio full, and we've been talking about it for the last several weeks. We are talking about the Palestine Grade School Living Wax Museum, which sounds so neat. First off, we're going to have everybody kind of introduce themselves. Go ahead and tell everybody who you are.
My name is Jana Bain, and I'm a title teacher at Palestine.
My name is Autumn Burkett, and I'm the fifth grade teacher at Palestine.
All right, and let's start, and we'll talk to each of the kids as well.
My name is Bradley Tingley, and I play Anne Frank.
My name is Emma Zink, and I play Blackbeard.
My name is Kaylin Childers, and I play Rosa Parks.
My name is Angel Dunlap, and I play Sacagawea.
All right, well, tell us a little bit about the Living Wax Museum. I mean, the name kind of gives it away, but kind of give everybody a little information about this particular event.
Okay, our fourth and fifth grade classes will host an interactive biographical wax museum, and it honors influential people from history and the present. And then there will be historical reporting of surviving some of the world's biggest disasters. And so the kids have worked on reports, and they are going to be telling you all about these historical figures.
All right. Well, let's just start right here and give us a little information.
Good morning. My name is Anne Frank. Growing up, I had to be cautious when Hitler came to power, but I still had fun. I hid in the secret annex for 2 years. After the Nazi caught me, I went to the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp in Germany. Today, I am known for being the brave girl who became an author and was a big help in getting you to know how horrible Hitler was.
All right. And who else do we have?
Good morning. My name is Blackbeard. I am best known for being a mean pirate and for stealing ships, gold, nice clothes, and people. I struck fear in the hearts of people who heard my name.
Good morning. My name is Rosa Parks. I am best known for starting the Montgomery bus boycott on December 5th, 1955, after I was arrested on December 1st, 1955, for refusing to give my seat to a white man. I also was awarded the Congressional Gold Medal of Honor in 1999 and helped end segregation. Today, I am an inspiration to many blacks and whites to fight for what they deserve and also not to treat people differently because of the color of their skin.
Good morning. My name is Sacagawea. I helped Lewis and Clark survive in a place they didn't know by translating for them. I am best known for leading Lewis and Clark in an expedition to the Louisiana Purchase. Today, I inspire others with my determination.
Well, that's such a fantastic introduction to kind of what people can expect. Now, this is just a sampling of what they're gonna see coming up on the night of the Living Wax Museum. Correct?
Definitely. We will also have the fourth grade will be there as well, and they will have reports of surviving the world's biggest disasters as well.
I'm glad you said that, because I was wondering, in my list of upcoming events, it says Living Wax Museum and Historical Survival Night. Now, I was afraid that all of our Living Wax people were just going to turn into zombies, and you were going to have to survive.
Now, the fourth grade is going to be reporting on things like surviving the shark attack of 1916, surviving the San Francisco earthquake, and how those disasters have played a part in shaping the world today.
Well, and I think it's fantastic, not only for the kids taking part on this, obviously, but for the parents and people to be involved. You know, the common phrase is when history comes to life, and this is a great example of that, and it helps mean so much more, I think, than just reading the text in a book. You really get to experience some of history.
Right. One of our big things is for these kids and for anyone who comes to participate or to see what they're doing is to experience history like they've never experienced it before.
Now, is this just an event open to the public? Are you guys raising funds for something? How do people help out in that regard?
This is open to the public. We want as many people to come as we can get there. It is a fundraiser. It's bring your coins, and they'll just have little banks next to their spot, and you just put the coin in, and the wax figure will come to life.
Very cool. It's so neat. You guys excited about being a part of this?
Yeah.
Now, did each of you pick out your characters, or were they assigned to you? How did that work?
We picked them out off of a piece of paper out of our top five.
Okay.
And then they chose one that they thought we would like the best to be, which was pretty much everybody's first pick.
Everybody's first pick. So everybody kind of got to portray who they wanted to then.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Very cool. Well, is there anything else we need to talk about or want to mention this morning?
Just that it's Wednesday from 5 to 6:30 at Palestine Grade School.
All right. Wednesday evening, 5 to 6:30. Mark it on your calendar. That is the Living Wax Museum and Historical Survival Night. And as we've been saying, that's just one of many, many events coming up at Palestine Grade School. You guys really have a very busy schedule for the rest of the school year.
We do. We have what we are calling Touch a Truck Night coming up, and then we have a trivia night coming up.
Ooh.
So we have lots of fun activities that we have going on at Palestine Grade School.
All right. Well, before we wrap things up, I do this every time I have group from whatever school come in and talk to me. Is there any teachers you want to give a shout out? Give a shout out to mom and dad, teachers. You know, if you've got a class that you need a little extra credit point in, maybe this is the opportunity to score some extra bonus points. Who wants to start? Go ahead.
Angel.
I'm just a person.
Well, we want to give a shout out to Miss Sissel back at school.
Definitely.
Miss Rich and Miss Reinbold in the office, who keep us going, and our cooks in the cafeteria.
Yes. Who keep us fed.
So well.
And then we can't forget all the other teachers, because that just wouldn't be fair not to mention them.
There you go. That just wouldn't be fair. Well, I appreciate you guys coming in and talking with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for having
Thank
us.
You.
That will do it for this edition of Civic Interest on Classic Hits WTYE. Once again, it's a Living Wax Museum and Historical Survival Night coming up the 12th, 5 to 6:30 at Palestine Grade School. Currently 33 degrees, cloudy skies with Kenny Loggins, and I'm free.